USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It was a slim margin, but British Prime Minister Boris Johnson got to keep his job.
359 ballots were cast, no spoiled ballots, that the vote in favour of having confidence in Boris Johnson as leader was 211 votes, and the vote against was 148 votes.
That margin of victory was slimmer than his predecessor, Theresa May, back in December 2018. She would wind up resigning from the job 6 months later, though she remains a member of parliament to this day. Revelations of illegal parties during COVID lockdowns held by Johnson and his staff prompted a public backlash against him and unease within his conservative party. Wall Street closed higher on Monday, the Dow adding 16 points, the NASDAQ was up 49 points, the S&P 500 gained 13. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Investigators in Wisconsin are expanding their look into the man accused of fatally shooting a retired state judge. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says 56-year-old Douglas Udy targeted Judge John Romer, who sent Udy to prison in 2005.
The Juneau County Special Tactics and Response Team entered the residence and located the homeowner, a 68-year-old male who was deceased.
Call confirmed that there was a hit list found in Udy's car, but did not go into specifics of who was on it. Sources tell several outlets that names including the Democratic governors of Wisconsin and Michigan were on it, along with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Udy is in critical condition at a hospital after he was found in Romer's basement with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The ex-chairman of the Proud Boys was charged with seditious conspiracy along with four others. The federal government says Henry Tarillo and the other members coordinated the attack on the Capitol on January 6. They're set to go to trial in federal court in August. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The studio behind the hit film Top Gun Maverick is heading to court over copyright infringement. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
In the suit against Paramount Pictures, the family of the author, whose article inspired the original 1986 film, said the studio failed to reacquire the rights. The family claims the film was finished after they reclaimed the article's copyright in January 2020. They're seeking unspecified damages and to block Paramount from distributing Maverick or other Top Gun sequels. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Elon Musk is threatening to walk away from his $44 billion bid to buy Twitter. He's accusing the company of refusing to give him information about its spam bot and fake accounts. Lawyers for the Tesla and SpaceX CEO made the threat in a letter that was disclosed in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. D-Day took place 78 years ago.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine.
That was then General Dwight D. Eisenhower. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.